This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What's a good way for teachers to learn from each other? That's something a group of educators in Nashville is exploring. It's a kind of professional development that's evolved almost organically. The teachers rotate monthly meetings in classrooms, hold week-long summer workshops, and are intentionally cutting across the private-public school divide. From Nashville's WPLN, Natasha Semyonovich reports.
After leaving a public school for a private one, sixth-grade English teacher Greg O'Loughlin was surprised at how few educators from the two sectors knew each other, though he says in retrospect it made sense.
There's not like a teacher hangout.
So in 2016, he created one. The Educators Cooperative in Nashville now has more than 100 members from all types of schools. O'Loughlin says that's because the work they do daily and the help students need
looks very similar classroom to classroom to classroom.
Co-op members say they're simply sharing their knowledge to provide that help on their own terms. Monthly meetings are built around discussion groups on pressing topics chosen that day, which could be tips for boosting math skills or how to help restless kids concentrate, by seating them on a one-legged stool. That intrigued public special ed teacher Jennifer Ferguson.
Yeah, they do look adjustable, and it has like a rubber footstop.
Mike Mitchell, an art teacher at a Catholic high school, saw an opportunity.
I wonder if my kids could build them for your kids.
I mean, you could give me one.
Let's do a prototype. That'd be so fun.
Mitchell's students have now made stools for several co-op teachers. There are also discussions on racial inequity in education. Hearing colleagues speak openly about that without fear of judgment is monumental, says Mark Anthony Peake, an African-American charter school teacher.
Nowhere else am I having these conversations with educators.
It's an innovative model, says Marcy Singer Gabella. She's the chief of staff of Nashville's public school system and a former education professor at Vanderbilt University. She supports the effort and says it's vital that administrators stay out of it.
Unless teachers lead that work, it's not the same, right? You can't force a group of people to trust one another.
The state of Tennessee now gives professional development credits to co-op members. A summer workshop is almost 5 years' worth of credits. Founder O'Loughlin says he's happy when members tell him,
I no longer feel like I'm a teacher in this classroom or a teacher in this school. I feel like I'm a teacher in Nashville.
With the co-op continuing to attract more members and grants, O'Loughlin has switched to teaching part-time to build on that growth, and he hopes to spread the model nationwide. In Nashville, I'm Natasha Sinyanovich for Marketplace.